சர்வரூபதரம் சாந்தம் சர்வநாமதரம் சிவம் சச்சிதானந்தம் அத்வைத்தம் சத்யம் சிவம் சுந்தரம் நமாமி. வித் லவ் அண்ட் கிராட்டிடியூட் ஐ ஆஃபர் மை ப்ரேயர்ஃபுல் பிரணாம்ஸ் அட் தி டிவைன் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் அவர் டியரஸ்ட் லவ்விங் ஆம்னிஷியன்ட் ஆம்னி பிரசன்ட் ஆம்னிபோட்டன்ட் லார்ட் சாய். Dear sisters and brothers, greetings of loving Sai Ram to all of you. Like James Jansen thanked the answering machine, I have to thank the microphone to be able to help me accentuate my voice. So I don't think without the microphone I won't be able to communicate with you much. Please forgive my voice. This is Swami's play, but he is showing that yesterday this happened, that would have been much worse, at least delayed by one day. And also it shows I am bombarded with a lot of love from all of you. He gives me these little pills, and somebody gives me lozenges, somebody gives me warm water. Good, you are all trying to boost my throat. The bhajan session was wonderful, really. I was just felt lost. I wish it continued longer, because Lord Narayana says, Madbhakta yatra gayante tatra tishtami narada. So wherever my devotees sing of my glory, there tishtami, that means he is sitting there, not just standing going. If you want him to come and sit there, you sing with lot of love and devotion. So madbhakta yatra gayante tatra tishtami narada, I am going to sit there. That is why Swami also gives a lot of importance to this singing, devotional singing, bhajan singing. In the whole Satsai movement, we have morning Nagar Sankirtan, then morning, even Prashanti Nilayam, morning bhajan session, evening bhajan session, to show how much Swami gives importance to Nama Sankirtana. And also there is a wonderful scriptural saying, Hare Namaiva Namaiva Kevalam Kalau Nastheva Nastheva Gatiranyada. In this Kali age, repeating the name of God is the greatest boon for mankind for the redemption. So the easiest and best is repeating the name of God. That is why it is given so much importance. I remember this was many years ago. Then the time Swami was visiting Shivam. You know, Swami has three places he used to visit. One is Sundaram in Chennai, and Shivam in Hyderabad, and Satyam, Satyadeep in Mumbai. So when Swami went to Shivam, he was staying, this was about 30 years ago, Swami went to the house, and Swami was upstairs taking a shower. So this yesterday I talked to you about a great devotee by name Professor Nanjundaya. You saw him translating there also, one of the videos I saw. So this Swami was taking the shower, and downstairs there is a great Vedic pandit called Kamavadhani. You might have heard, he was lived till 100 years. He was, Swami celebrated him, and Swami started a Veda Pathshala after his name. So this man was chanting Rudram when Swami was taking the shower. What a best thing. So that means God, Lord Shiva is there. You are having Abhishekam, and he's chanting the Rudram. This Professor Nanjundaya doesn't know Rudram. So he was feeling bad. My God, what an opportunity. Shiva is having the Abhishekam. I am not able to chant Rudram because I don't know. He was feeling bad. And then Swami comes downstairs and then asks Kamavadhani. Because he didn't ask the question, and Swami didn't. Swami shows how he knows what you are thinking. So he asks Kamavadhani, is Kamavadhani, is there anything better than Rudram? Then Kamavadhani says, Swami, why do you ask me the question? You know the answer. Namasmarana. Is there anything greater than repeating your name? And Swami laughed and said, good answer. Santosha. He says, so Namasmarana, just repeating Sai Ram. Some people feel, oh, I don't know Rudram, I know Purushottam. Just repeating his name. Swami himself showed, and then Professor Nanjun told me, Swami answered without asking the question, he answered. Just repeat his name with love. That is the meaning, repeat his name with love. When we do this Nama Sankirtana, So you should, there are three types. One is just Namavali, just repeating the name like Hare Rama, Krishna, Govinda, you chant it. Second is Guna Sankirtana. You said, Swami, you are beautiful, as you are compassionate, Daya Sagara, Karuna Sagara, and those things you describe, or you say Govardhana Giridhari, or you should have a Bhava Sankirtana, love is my form, truth is my breath. You should think that is the Bhava, the feeling. So these are the three things. Namavali, just repeating the name itself, or repeating, thinking about the qualities, and like for example, the Bhava, talking about everybody was good, but that somebody who sang that Pavana Sutta Hanumana Ki Jai, I felt Hanuman was here. I really could feel that presence of, all the songs were good, all bhajans were good, don't think, but some things they touched and I felt, and same thing with love is my form, you can feel Swami's loving form. So you should have that bhavas, because Swami says, he's bhava priya, not bahya priya, not in the how many garlands you put, how many flowers you do, they're all okay, but important is not bahya priya, but bhava priya. He looks at the bhava, not bahya, outside. And also Swami says, I am interested not in the frame. No, people put expensive frames, gold frame. It is okay with love. But I am interested in prema, not frame. So everything he says, bhava, not bahya. So like that, everything he plays with the words. I am interested in prema, not frame. So we should do it with lot of love. Because as he said, you are convinced that he is sitting here. How much respect, with how much devotion you sing. You should have that conviction. He is listening, which is true. Actually, late Professor Kasturi told me one time, we were a group of people. So he is a great orator, and you know, he's a great devotee. He talks beautiful stories about Swami. He's so humorous. So Swami told, whenever he goes, you dance, but don't sing. Dance means give your talks, but don't sing, because his voice was not melodious. He knew his limitation. So he never sang. So one time, he used to have his bhajans in his house. One time he came back from Bangalore on his visit to Puttaparthi. Swami said, my God, your bhajans gave me so much headache and earache, Kasturi, he said. Then Swami, after your divine command, I don't sing. No, not you. In your house, you had bhajans. That next door boy who came, he was singing with such a screechy voice to show that Swami is omnipresent. He is listening in Bangalore, what they were singing, next door boy coming and singing. So just be careful. If you cannot lead, everybody can follow. That is why I tell, we can all sing our bhajans in our puja room or in our, but leaders, bhajan leaders are only selective, because they should have that feeling of devotion, they should have that melodious work. All the three are important, as Swami says, Bharata, Bhava, Raga, Tala. Just you need that, the rhythm, melody, and the Bhava. Because Bhava is very, very important. When you think, Swami says, Parthi Purisha, that is why Swami says, what Bhava? You think he is here, Chicago Vasa, he will be here. More than that, he says, Hrudaya Vasa, that is the best. Swami, you might have heard the story of great lady and the devotee Draupadi. When Draupadi was humiliated in the public, when the elders could not help, as I said, and her husbands could not help, nobody could help, and then she called Sri Krishna. First is she was trying to do her own effort, then ultimately surrendered. But then she took time. He took time to come. Then she asked, Bhagavan, why did you take some time? You said you called me Dwaraka Vasi, so I have to come from Dwaraka all the way, because you identified me to be. If you say I'm Hrudaya Vasi, I would have been just right away there, because I'm there. But you told, so I have to respect what you say, because Swami says, so you say Parthi Vasi, he has to come all the way from Parthi. So if you say Hrudaya Vasi, just he'll be there right away. So that bhava with which you sing is very, very important. So that is why Swami says this Nama Sankirtana, this bhava with which we do, is how it touches God. Because God is, Swami says, Sangeeta Priya. He loves music. not how much you say, just how you say. Like Swami's favorite was Srimati Subbulakshmi, Bharat Ratna. She was a great singer, devotee. She used to come to Swami. Even when Swami was in the hospital, Swami made them play the bhajans of Subbulakshmi. He says how he loves the devotees. And once Mrs. Subbulakshmi was there, I was there that time during the birthday, I think, Swami told her to give a talk. So she is so humble. She says, in Tamil she was telling, I didn't know, but one says, Swami, I don't know how to give speeches. I know how to sing. No, 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 say something. So just she said, you are in Tamil and Sanskrit, said, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my everything, Swami. And Jai Sai Ram, she said. Swami says, that is the best speech he ever heard. Because it is brief, but from the heart, and summarizes everything. What I am telling is, God looks at the bhava, how we do that. This is very important, how we do this. But so when we do this, because so many people are touched, when this feeling is there, as I said, Hanumani is there, Rama is there, just you have that feeling, then you feel the presence. So don't do it mechanically. When you say it's Rama's name, Krishna's name, Swami's name, you should be completely involved. Because as I said, with devotional music, people say real devotee, horripilation. Your hair stands up, eyes tear, voice chokes, you get a little kind of shaking. That kind of real intense, ecstatic, devotional feeling. That is how the great devotees like Mirabai, Tyagaraja, Suradas, Purandar Das, and Bhadrachal Ram Das, they all attain the highest, just singing the loving songs to God with pure love. So, but we all do the bhajan singings. So this is a part of Sai activity, bhajan singing. You did the study circle, and I have a lot of announcement of the service projects. But one thing though, we all need to remember the goal. Why we are doing all this is essentially very, very important. Goal we should never forget. The goal is to realize our divine nature, our loving nature. Because in the name of bhajans, I travel all over the world. There are so many problems and bhajan is supposed to unite. Instead of bhajan, Swami says it causes vibhajan. Vibhajan means separation. People get separated, fight. I am better singer. I didn't have a chance. If it is creating vibhajan, that is not bhajan. Bhajan is something which you should unite people. So that is what real bhajan. If you do that, not only bhava, you should have the no vibhajan, but it is bhajan. Otherwise, what will get? You will get stuck. Some people say, I am devotee for 5 years, some 30 years. It doesn't matter how long. As I said, Shabari saw Sri Rama only one time. She merged because she was ready. So similarly, we may be saying, I'm singing bhajans, doing this, officer for so many years. Swami says, it doesn't matter. Swami gives a nice example. There was a man, so he was going from his place where he visited to his own home. So he has to cross a river. He had a boat. So he got into the boat in the evening, and he was rowing to go to the other side. So he was rowing the boat all night. Next morning he woke up because he was a little drunk. He was still in the same shore. He says, "My man, what happened?" Because he didn't release the anchor. He was still anchored to the shore. He was going on rowing the whole boat. So similarly, it happens to us. We do bhajan, we do service, but we are anchored. As once you are anchored, what any number, that means we have these attachments, this ego. This is why this thought for the day today is very appropriate. So because we have so many lifetime vasanas, I am the doer, I have this. As long as you have that ego, we never progress because we are moved, this attachment. Exactly, that is what the Swami says. You go on rowing all life, you didn't progress. There are some people got rid of that attachment quickly and moved forward. They move forward. The main thing is moving forward, you need to get rid of your moorings. You get rid of the... These are the simple example Swami gives, very profound. Because how you do it, in spirituality yesterday, one doctor was asking me, oh, I have so much work to do, but I feel guilty. I'm not able to go and do service outside. I said, spirituality has nothing to do what you do, But what attitude you do? Attitude is very important. What kind of attitude? This I can relate to you, this incident. This happened about my daughters were maybe 10 years. That means about 20, 25 years ago. And my wife, she's a pediatrician. She's a good wife, so she takes care of the home, cooking, entertains the... Valuri was telling, she entertains the guests and takes care of, and she used to take the children to the school, drop them, and then bring them home and again cook and serve everyone. And she also needs to do the medical practice. Whereas I had get up in the morning, do my puja, meditation, read something and go to work, come back again. So that time I didn't have too much work in the organization. So my wife, we were with Swami. She told Swami, I don't have any time for meditation. He goes and sits in the puja room, does his own thing in the morning and evening. Because I am poor in doing any kitchen work. Only one time I tried to do some coffee. After that, my wife said, I never want to drink coffee again. Because I am very poor in doing any kitchen work and work in the house. So I'm spoiled that way. So anyways, she compensates for that. So she said, Swami, I have no time to do. He's all the time doing. So what? How can I? You please help me, Swami. Swami said, I thought I'm in trouble. He will tell me to learn cooking or do something. What God, what to do? Then meanwhile, Swami was so kind. He said, that is not correct. That is his dharma. Let him do that. So you should spiritualize everything. Swami said a very profound statement. As long as you think this is sacred, this is secular, you will never have peace in life. Try to make everything as God's work, everything as sacred. Don't think this is sacred. This is very profound, repeatable again. As long as you think something is sacred and something is secular, that means something is worldly, something is divine, you will never be happy. Everything is God's work. Then only you will have peace. Swami in Telugu said beautifully, Unnadi okate karma, adi Bhagavat karma. There is only one work and that is God's work. Then he said, what do you do in the kitchen? He says, Swami spiritualized the kitchen work. He says, you do the chapati, right? You roll the chapati. When you are doing the chapati, think you are broadening your heart. Expansion is my life. And when you are cutting the vegetables, think you are cutting your ego. And when you are vacuuming, think you are getting rid of the all your dirty qualities, evil qualities. What more is this spirituality? If you do these three things, you are liberated, you are enlightened. Got rid of your ego, fill your heart with love, and get purification. Yesterday, as I said, purity is enlightenment. So he gave the essence of the whole Vedanta and the scriptures and religion in the kitchen Vedanta. So Swami showed how you can transform work into worship. So every little act we do, it is becomes worship. There are people who practiced. There is one brother Lawrence, people who have read, he's a French monk. This is a great order started at brother Lawrence. He's a European great saint. He was actually a cook in the monastery. So he was doing, his letters came out as practicing the presence of God. That is one of the nice scriptural classics. So he said he used to help the monks and cooking in the kitchen and serving. Then one time he said, I feel the presence of God and communicate with God as much as in the clutter of the kitchen, serving my brother monks as I do when I kneel at your wonderful altar, the Lord, he said. So he says he was as much in tune with God. So what is most important is where your mind is. If your mind is in Parthi, you may be sitting physically there, but your mind is there somewhere else. There's where mind, where the body is. I think I remember one time Professor Anil Kumar was relating. He was in Puttaparthi and he was reading some letter from his daughter. And then Swami comes in darshan. So, how are you, Anil Kumar? Then he said, Swami said, so you are physically, your body is here, your mind is in America, thinking about the daughter. Your daughter is in America, thinking about me here. So what is important is where your mind is. So you need to have that tune with the God. That is very, very important. So Swami said we need to have this tune. So when I told my wife, everything is spiritual. This brother Lawrence is an example where even the kitchen work, he said he was as much in tune with the divine as when he was working in the kitchen. So we should all feel that. You should have that oneness. Actually, last year, Hari was there. Hari, me, and Venkat, we went to Haiti in the relief work following. And there we heard one lady who was used to just work in the kitchen. And then in this next thing, they used to have little bhajans and arati, right? And that lady, they said, oh, come on, come for the arati time. She says, no, I am doing my own arati here by serving and cooking. So that feeling that everything is worship, that is worshipful attitude. So we cannot separate the secular and sacred. Swami said that when you get up in the morning, when you're taking bath, think you are doing abhishekam. Because you are taking a bath anyway, there is thinking you, this is not this, this is lingam, then having abhishekam. And then you go and sit for your breakfast, you are offering naivedyam, you are offering prasadam, then it becomes naivedyam. And you are walking around, think that is the pradakshina you are doing for the God. And whenever you are talking, think you are singing his glories. And of all the things, I like the best. Nidra samadhi sthiti. When you are sleeping, think you are in samadhi state. So everything, starting from the time you get up to the sleep, you do this samadhi. Everything is you spiritualize. This is one beautiful shloka written by Adi Shankaracharya. Atmatva girijamatihi. So this is the whole thing. And Swami also said that everything, try to spiritualize. Don't think this is separate. Because the attitude is the one which is important. So if you have that attitude, when you do even service you are doing, what attitude do? You think you are going and helping someone? Condescending attitude, or I am better than you, then it won't serve us. It will increase our ego rather than decrease our ego. Whatever we do, bhajan singing or doing service, you should try to minimize our ego. That is the very important thing. How you do? This is another thing I can remember, this late Professor Kasturi, when Swami made him state president. Like we have, anyway, Hari is a very good, humble man. He's a regional president that time. In India, they have each state, they have a president. Swami made him president of Karnataka state. And Swami loved him so much. He used to talk to him every day and give him a lot of attention and guidance to Professor Kasturi. After he became state president, Swami stopped talking to him and didn't look at him. So he felt very bad about that whole thing. My God, I was good before I became the state president. Now what happened? So Swami is completely ignoring. So then he went there. One day he took his resignation letter. Swami, I'm resigning as a state president because this is coming between you and me. So I was very happy before. Why this? So I want, just he gave it. Swami looked at it and said, that is not coming between you and me, state president. Your ego is coming between. It went to your head. After I am the state president. So what comes in between us and God is our ego. That is why Swami says we should be always be careful. The minute the ego descends, his work stops. So we should have that important, always ABC, always be careful. Because what attitude do, because this, what all, we, there is nobody. That is why Bhagavan Krishna says, Nahi kashchit chanamapi jyatu tishtatya karmakrit. There is no one who is not doing work. From the time we are born to the time we die, we are always doing work. Even God, he doesn't have any duty. He says, Krishna says, Name parthasti kartavyam trishulokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam vartaye vacha karmani. In the three worlds, I don't have any duty. Swami doesn't have any duty. But still, to set an example, I do the work. Swami, I remember even when I had hip fracture, anything, always looks at the letters, talk to the vice chancellor of the university, talk to the director of the hospital, talk to the devotees, always busy. He never thinks about him. So to set an example, but how you do the work, that is the important. Because Swami says, work you do, I told you, yoga karmasu kaushalam, perfection in action, attention to detail. Even I have seen Swami, when he takes the microphone, he marks, make sure it's the right distance or not. If some flower vases are obstructing view, he tells them to move it aside. Very minute detail, that is the greatness of a master, is attention to detail. Swami gives that attention to detail. One time I remember this, they had a Sai Symphony Orchestra in the Kulwant Hall, and the big group came from Italy, mainly organized by one Umberto Frescati. So they were very hot, they were sweating, and they were, and then, you know, they needed some water. They didn't have water there. And when after the program, we went into the Swami's house, Ijur Mandir, we were there, some senior trustees, and we were there. My God, Swami, blasted them, saying that, don't you have common sense? Don't you should have water when the people are thinking and this is a hot sun? Next day, do you know what happens? There were tons, loads of the juices, this and available for the visitors. So because one Swami says, because he feels the pain of the other person's own Swami. That is how he put that Anatha Sharanalayam, the people for the orphans, he put the orphanage. And even when somebody was talking, I remember, they didn't have water, but Swami himself took his water and gave to the speaker on the podium. So Swami, that man was crying, how Swami gave his own glass of water to the thing. And somebody was crying, well, in October, I was there, cardiology conference, his doctor from Brazil, Alvarez. So he was crying, and Swami took his handkerchief and wiped his tears, and then gave it to him. This is the spontaneous act of love, when you don't think. That is why in Gita, another beautiful thing is said, when you do that, Atma opavanena sarvatra samam pashyati o Arjuna, sukham va yadi va dukham sayogi paramomata. That yogi is the greatest yogi, who feels identity with everybody in pleasure and pain. That means somebody else's pleasure you think your own, somebody else's pain you think own. So you feel that spontaneous outpouring of love. Like even great leaders do that, like Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how many of you have heard this story, but Abraham Lincoln in those days was going on his way to the White House, presidential place. And then when he was going, those days they used to go on a buggy. So, and he had a new suit, I was told, he was wearing a new suit, and he was going to attend the session. And then, meanwhile, he was going, and he saw a little piglet stuck in the mire, in the mud. It was stuck. So he got down and took that piglet out of the mire. In that process, his whole suit got dirty. And then he went like that, because otherwise he will get delayed. He went to the session, and everybody looked, my God, the president is in a soiled suit. So then they found out that he took out the pig. They were wondering. They said he could have told that coach driver to get and pick it up. Then he answered, that is very important, that time I didn't feel the difference between me and the, I had that spontaneously feeling its pain as my pain. I felt that oneness with that piglet, and I took it. That is the real service, the spontaneous identity with all the beings. That is the spirituality, feeling that oneness. Then our karma won't bind us. Otherwise, let me tell you, whether bhajan singing or service activity, study, everything is a mixture. Every karma we do, it is both good and bad. Even when we are cooking prasadam, there may be little insects dying. And when we are walking, little creatures will be dying. When we breathe, so all the karma is mixture of both good and bad. Actually, there is a beautiful parable to say that. There was a good man, he was giving in charity, he used to like to feed the poor. He was feeding the poor people a lot, very good man. So after his death, so just after this, he was taken for a short time to hell before he take to heaven. He said, I always fed the poor, I never did anything bad, why are you taking me to hell? Then that man, they showed that when you are feeding the poor, one time there was a guy who was taking a cow for cow slaughterhouse, but he was so exhausted he couldn't take it anymore, he left it. Then he came and ate your food, Then he got strength and took the cow and took it to the slaughterhouse. So indirectly you are responsible. If that guy didn't eat that food, he would not be strong. He would have left it. Because he ate your food, he got strong and took it there. So why I'm telling is, karma is always as that thing. So you should be careful. The best way is to give the results to God. Sai Arpanamastu, Krishna Arpanamastu, Rama Arpanam. That means whether it is good results or bad results, you give to God. You can't have the people is good results, we want to take credit, bad results you don't want. That won't happen. Actually, there is also in the story, Swami says, there was a guy who developed a beautiful garden for God. He's a very nice Brahmin, nice spiritual seeker. Then one time some cow came and was eating something. So he got so mad, such a time and energy put in developing the garden. This cow is coming and eating this plant. He hit it with a big stick and that cow dropped dead. According to scriptures, killing is bad, but they say gohatya. That means killing a cow, killing a Brahmin, killing a child or a woman is the most heinous sin. You can no scope. So then he was telling that thing he said, Krishna Arpanamastu, that killing the cow. So he wants that thing to go. He's smart. He's using Vedanta for his convenience. Then meanwhile, the Lord sent Indra. Lord Indra. Indra is the head of the gods. He came. Oh, what happened? Who killed the cow? He says, he's very versed in script. So he says, because Indra himself come, Adhishtana Devata, the presiding deity for the hand is Indra. So this hand was used to kill that. So that cow died. So he's responsible. So Indra wanted, oh, that is so. Yeah, you are right. Then who developed all this beautiful garden? It looks so nice, very beautiful. I did that. So that is the same hand. You see that you did that, but this I did that. So people have used the Vedanta for convenience, but you should have the sincere conviction everything is done only by God. Then the karma won't bind us. Otherwise, good karma, good results, bad karma, bad results. Only one is, that is why he says, Jnanaddi Dagda Karmana. By the power of wisdom only you can burn the bondage of karma and get liberated. This time about the karma theory, let me tell you one. This happened about 16 years ago. So we had some family difficult situation. And that time, I was with my second daughter in our Los Angeles home. In the bedroom, I was telling my daughter, I was telling Harini, we had to go through the karma. We have the karma, but we have to go through that. There is a law of karma. Law of karma is inexorable. As you sow, you reap. Even Jesus, all the great masters say it. But by Swami's grace, we'll come out okay. That is why they said, spirituality is not immunity from difficulties. It is peace in difficulties. That means you'll have still difficulties. It is not immunity. Because you are a devotee, I'm a smooth ride. No, don't think so. You'll still have it. But in spite of difficulties, you'll have peace in the difficulties. You'll think God is taking care of it. Everything will be okay. So I was telling all this, and fortunately the problem was resolved and everything was okay. Then we went to Puttaparthi after a few weeks, and Swami called us, and I was we were at the Divine Lotus Feet, and I expressed gratitude to Bhagavan for taking care of the problem. Swami said, yes, that is good, but you did one thing wrong, you said something wrong. I didn't know, what did I say, something wrong, because I didn't say anything there. No, you said that you had to pay for karma, so that is not correct. He says, by my grace, I can burn mountain loads of karma in a trice. With my grace, I can burn mountain loads of karma in a trice, he said. So this shows two things. One is that he is listening to whatever we are talking in Los Angeles in the bedroom. So he's eyes are everywhere, his ears are everywhere. Like the one who listens to music, he listens to whatever conversation. So you should be always practice the presence. He is with us all the time. Second is his infinite compassion. If you have love for him, faith, he will burn away all our karmas. But we should have that intense faith. That is what Swami says, what you should have is complete faith. Faith that the Lord can do it. It can happen. Yesterday I talked to you about one Mr. Gopal Rao, the ex-chairman of the Andhra Bank. His son told me, his son, he was a consultant in Calcutta, and he was an engineer, and he was a very successful man. So he suddenly developed some cough. It went on for a few weeks, and nobody took care. Then subsequently, he took a chest x-ray, showed a mass in his lungs. That was a lung cancer. Actually, you might have heard story. I think he came in this region and shared, he told me. Anyway, once you I tell, let me see anybody who heard that. So this man, this was happened many years ago. And then the doctor said you need operation, but the prognosis is poor in lung cancer once you develop that, and by the time it is advanced. So he sat in the darshan line. Then Swami asked, what is the problem? Swami, I have this problem. And Swami says, what are the doctors saying? Doctor said, I need operation. Then Swami said, go ahead and follow the doctor's advice. He says, no, Swami, you are my only doctor. You take care. I don't want to go anywhere. In Telugu, he said, Anta mire Swami mire chuskon. Just, he wanted Swami to take care and take over. So Swami didn't say one word. He gave him some vibhuti. And he just sat in that same place for darshan day after day for months. So because he couldn't even walk a few feet without getting short of breath. After 6 months, all his symptoms are gone. Even now it is 15 years. People with lung cancer don't, we all know, right? They don't live that long, and now it's completely gone. Because of that faith, Swami, you will take care of the whole thing. So you should have that faith. And then when he was giving a talk here, he told me, somewhere in this region, his son is in Cleveland. He's one of nephrologists in this area, in Cleveland or something. So it appears when he gave a talk, somebody said, oh, then did you get another x-ray to make sure it is gone? He says, I am not going to verify God's whether he did or not. That is the kind of faith. Once he did that, you should have that complete faith. So then your karma won't affect you. So then it will not burn you. So you should have that complete faith and then trust that God will take care of that. Because when you are a spiritual path, this is walking on a razor's edge. There are great people like that. Like particular story I shared in front of Swami himself in Vrindavan. I will share you. This is the one from the Bible. So there was, in the time of Jesus, there was a Roman captain in the Roman army. He had a servant whom he loved like his own son. And that servant boy became sick. He got paralyzed. He was almost dying. So he heard Jesus does miracles. He makes the lame walk, blind see, cures the lepers. So he wanted to seek the help of Lord Jesus. So he comes to Lord Jesus and says, Master, this is the problem, my son. Then Jesus gets up. Do you want me to come to your house? He says, no, Master, I am not worthy of it. You don't come to my house. You just say one word that he is healed. And he is healed. So then Jesus says, your faith has healed. Go. Just he turns around and the people from his house come running. Oh, the boy is healed. And then Jesus looks around and see. Oh, he was very much amazed. And he says, I never have seen a faith like this in the whole of Israel. So this man was not an apostle of Jesus. But he had that faith. Just say one word. Similarly with Swami. Like Swami says, it is healed. My mother, I told you, even Swami gives vibhuti packet. He says, no, I give you materialized vibhuti. Some people demand. Some people say, Swami, just you say one word or just one prayer. That is enough. We are not critical of anyone. Each one's faith is different. If you have complete faith that he is taking care of us, he will definitely says, takes care. That is why he said assurance. Name bhaktak pranashyati. I am giving them my assurance. My devotees will never be destroyed. I will always take care of the devotees. Swami says he will never give up the devotees. So that is why people were telling, he's gone. He's not gone anywhere. Let me assure you, he was here. He is here. He is with us. He will be ever with us. That is why we sing that song, no birth, no death. So we just routinely sing that. You should have that conviction. Not only he doesn't have a birth or death, we also don't have a birth or death. This is all our illusion, thinking we are born and we are die. That is the only way we can go forward. And then that is the only way we can realize our true nature. Swami says we should be like if you want close to be God, there is two things, near to God and near and dear to God. Dr. Bala was telling his daughter, oh, Dr. Reddy is near. Let me tell you, everybody is as near as the breath is to ourselves, to God. So everybody is near. So, but more important than near is dear. Swami says, in Puttaparthi, there are a lot of people around him. They are worse than some of the distant devotees who sit far away. Swami gives the example, near the lotus, there are frogs, all there sitting, the frogs, they never taste the honey. But the honeybees come from a long distance and take the honey and go away. That because the frogs are near, it doesn't mean they are taking the benefit of the lotus. The honeybees coming from a distance and take. Similarly, it is nice to be near, but you should be both near to God and dear to God. How to be near and dear to God? Swami told a nice story about that. Once, you know, Sri Krishna always had this flute, Murali, in his lips. It is always dear. It is in his near the lips and it is dear to him. So Radha, she is the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. So she was not jealous, kind of a little jealous even among the devotees. The Swami says, like God is omnipresent, jealousy is omnipresent. So this is unfortunate. So he was telling, why this is so close to Sri Krishna? What is the secret? Then Sri Krishna asks the flute why it is so close. Then the flute gives the answer. It is a lesson for all of us. Flute is hollow. It is hollow. There is nothing there. So similarly, we should be hollow. No ego, no jealousy, no attachment, nothing. And flute is straight. No, it is no bends or anything. Similarly, we should have harmony of thought, word, and deed. And flute is very light. It is not heavy. Similarly, we should not have too many desires, attachment. We should be light. So if you have no ego, you have no attachment and desires, and we practice harmony of thought, word, and deed, we will be also near and dear to God. That is the way to be closer to God. But we need to practice that. We need to always think, we look forward, how to go forward. Not, as I said, don't let your boat be anchored. Always we need to think, how go forward? What do we mean by go forward? Go forward doesn't mean we are doing 50 people service, we do 100 sandwiches. Oh, Dr. Bala was telling, Swami was talking to one devotee, he said, quality. Even for me, one time I was going with Swami in the car. Swami says, how is your Arcadia in our center? Those days we used to have 10, 15 people and it grew to 60. Now we have more than 100. Then Swami, we have now 50, 60 people, it has grown. This is what you learned being with me all these years. Swami is not interested in quantity. He's interested in quality. Even one or two good devotees, that is what is important for me. Just living his teachings. Somebody yesterday in the question and answers, how we can spread Swami's message? Swami is very categorical, very clear. The best way to spread my message is translate that into your life. The best way is the words we speak, the thoughts we have, the deeds we do. And all these three instruments, how we saturate with his love. That's all. You don't need to do any other thing. We think service is going to downtown or giving, which is good, homeless. One time I asked Swami, this has happened many years ago, Swami gave a series of discourses on Shirdi Baba. So Shirdi Baba is my chosen deity from my childhood. I used to worship him. So Swami himself, Baba come again as Patti Baba, he was giving talks. I was very happy, I heard that. And I wanted to translate those discourses into English, because they were all in Telugu, for the service of the devotees. And it was a joy to me. So I told Swami, I want to translate these discourses into English. This will be a service to the devotees and I am happy. Swami says, that is not service. The real service is, for me, told, don't extend to everybody. The real service is, know who you are. That is the greatest service, he said. Realizing who you are, that is the greatest service. And I said, it's very hard, Swami. I have so many lifetimes, I'm thinking this body, how can, because I wanted to get out of this, just give, like Sri Ramakrishna gave a, just touched Swami Vivekananda and gave him enlightenment like that. I wanted Swami to do some shortcut. So Swami says, no, no, it is not difficult. Swami gave the nice example, like a cave is dark for thousands of years. You put a light in that, how long does it take darkness to go away? Instantly it goes away, right? Similarly, you may be thinking you have this vasanas, darkness, body consciousness for a lifetime. The minute the flash, the light of knowledge comes by the divine grace, all that darkness will go away. So you need the divine grace. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi is the example. When he had that fear of death, he was just walking, just he had that flash and he was enlightened. Same Nisargadatta Maharaj. His guru said, you are that, Tattvamasi, I am that. And just he was convinced of that and got enlightened. You need to have that conviction and sincere practice. So Swami gave me the assurance, you don't have to worry about it. Just pursue and do that. So that is why I am giving this example is, service is not just doing just sandwich. These are all good projects, but highest service is knowing our true self. That is the purpose of everything, the bhajan, service. Let me make it, we should have clear goals. Sometimes we forget the goal, we get sidetracked with all these other details, whether it is the service, study circle and bhajans, because these are the three main things we do. We get sidetracked and our egos play a role. Because our very nature, Swami says, is divine. We are that Atma Swarup Lara. We are that embodiments of love. What all we need to do is get rid of that impurities as we were talking about by practice. I will end with this nice story which I always like to share, because Swami said that this is Swami's story. There was a lioness going in the forest. So it was going and it was getting old, but it was pregnant and it was sick. So it gave birth to a baby lion and then died. So there was nobody to take care. Meanwhile, a good shepherd, a shepherd man who was a very nice man, so he found this baby lion. He took it with him and just brought it up along with the other sheep. So it grew, this baby lion grew along with the other sheep. So it became a vegetarian. She was eating grass. This lion was eating grass and bleating like the sheep. So it was one among the sheep, because he didn't know his identity, because it is brought up among the thing. Because I was telling Hari this morning also, we had a dog. It was a vegetarian. It used to use the carrot, because what we fed, carrots and banana. They said, so whatever we do, you develop the habits, it becomes a vegetarian. So then this became. So one day after many years, so the, as it grew up, this baby lion grew up, then the big lion was going that way and saw the sheep, herd of sheep. And she saw that very unusual sight. There is a lion among the sheep, baby lion. She was surprised, my God, what is the lion doing among the sheep? So this big lion went after the baby lion to get hold of it. But you know, once the big lion comes, all the sheep started running. So the baby lion also started running along with his friends, the other sheep. Then finally it got hold of the baby lion. It took it to the nearby lake, beautiful story, and showed the reflection. You see, you are a lion, not a sheep. Look at the reflection. You and I are one, just because the big lion. So don't bleat like a sheep, roar like a lion, because your very nature is lion. Similarly, as the song says, remind me, my Lord is reminding, we are not sinners. We are not just humans with body, mind, intellect. We are divine. We are Atma. We are that love. So Swami is reminding, see your reflection. You are a real lion. So roar like a lion. Vedanta, I am that. Tattvamasi, I am the Brahman. That is why Swami says the greatest mantra is the song, I am God, I am God, I am no different from God. నేను దైవంబు తద్భిన్నమేమి కాదు. ఐఎమ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. అఖండ పరబ్రహ్మమేమవుదు నేను. ఐఎమ్ ద అఖండ పరబ్రహ్మం. వ్యధకేశములు నన్ను స్పృశింపబోవు. గ్రీఫ్ అండ్ యాంగ్జైటీ నెవర్ టచ్ మీ. దిస్ ఇస్ ద మంత్ర స్వామి గేవిన్ ఏ గురు పూర్ణిమ. ఉల్లమాపలుకు ఓం తత్సత్ అనుచు. హార్ట్ సే ఓం తత్సత్. దిస్ ఇస్ ద మంత్ర స్వామి సేస్. హీ డిడ్ంట్ సే ఎనీ అదర్ మంత్ర. జస్ట్ గో ఆన్ రిపీటింగ్ అండ్ డిక్లేరింగ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ దట్ సుప్రీం బ్రహ్మన్. దట్ ఇస్ వై ద ఫేమస్ కఠోపనిషద్ సేస్ ఉత్తిష్టత జాగ్రత్త ప్రాప్య వరాన్ని బోధిత. అరైజ్ అవేక్ అండ్ స్టాప్ నాట్ టిల్ ద గోల్ ఈజ్ రీచ్డ్. ద గోల్ సుప్రీం. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ వీ నీడ్ టు స్ట్రైవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ టు విల్ రీచ్ దట్ గోల్. సో ఐ ప్రే టు స్వామి టు బ్లెస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ విత్ లవ్ అండ్ డెడికేషన్ సో దట్ వీ లవ్ హిమ్ అండ్ సర్వ్ హిమ్ టిల్ ద లాస్ట్ బ్రెత్ అండ్ అటైన్ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. జై సాయిరామ్. థ్యాంక్ యూ.